Time now, the Bidu Supreme. Short of visit with Tom Cerruti, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, losing your first league game in December is hard to top. Doesn't make losing any easier, though, does it?
No, it doesn't, Schultz, because every game kind of brings on its own challenges, I guess. And, you know, and we've been fighting it lately, Schultz. And, you know, that game, obviously, you know, there was an opportunity of winning that game. But, again, it just wasn't meant to be. And, you know, the way it played out, they definitely deserve that game on Saturday night.
Michigan Tech is good. McInnis Ice Arena is a tough place to play. Mankato's good. Verizon Wireless Center is a tough place to play. You've beaten Bowling Green, the preseason pick to win the league. You're 4-1-1-1 against all of those teams. Have you been able to appreciate what you guys have accomplished as it's happened?
I think so, but it's hard because you're always worried about your next opponent, and you want to win games. It doesn't matter where you're at in the standings. There's always challenges. There's always challenges during the season, and you know, with getting, you know what, you know, I'm not saying getting ready for your next game, but just playing whoever you're playing and making sure that you're playing your best hockey, because you're not going to play your best hockey for 11 straight weekends. So, you know, how are you going to be if you're a court low? And if you're a court low, you got to find ways of getting it done.
You talked to the Beaver Pride lunch of how you've been living right and maybe you've been winning that flip of a coin more often than not this year. But, boy, you look back to last Saturday, like you said, you're not playing great. 3 minutes left. It's a 1-1 game. It says a lot about the guys, and they're putting themselves in good positions, aren't they?
Well, you got to steal games once in a while, Schultz. And we've been on the other side of that, and you know, I think, too, that, you know, Bitch was dialed in. You were there. Bitch was dialed in Saturday night. There's no question. But I think, too, when you have that kind of confidence that the guys have, I think it's – and, you know, those games, they're winnable. They're winnable for you. And we put ourselves in a position with under 5 minutes to go to, you know, whether we're going to win that game or tie that game, it doesn't matter. All we wanted was points. And, you know, but, again, we were just a day late and a dollar short.
How good was Charlie O'Connor last week?
Charlie was good. I mean, Charlie's good every weekend. He's just got a consistent he has a consistency to his game, Schultz. He's a well-rounded player. He's got good balance to his game. He's good on the backside of his game, the front side of his game. He adds a little bit of a physicality. He's multidimensional. You have him on your penalty kill, your power play. You have him out when you're down a goal, when you're up a goal. So he just does so many things. And he's just, you know what, the easiest thing to say, he's just such an honest player.
I didn't realize until I had watched it again. His empty net goal on Friday was actually a clean faceoff win by Tech. And he's got one job to do there. He executed it to perfection, didn't he?
You're spot on, Schultz. And they won that tap, and that gets, you know, that's nerve-wracking. And they tell you, they do a great job of tipping, screening, shooting from the point. And, no, Charlie was all hustle, and, you know, obviously he scores from 140 feet out.
More with Coach Cerruti when we return. Bidusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bidusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, Part 2 with Head Coach Tom Cerruti. Tom, Lake State started out great. They've come back to earth a little bit as of late. What have you noticed on film from them lately?
Well, I think it's typical Lake Superior State. They want to get up the sheet quick. They break the puck out extremely well. They come out in groups of five up the ice, and we had to try to slow that down.
How do they balance their speed and skill with their very good defensive style, too?
Well, you have to, because I always tell our guys, you know, when we have the puck, we want to be a very good offensive team. When they have the puck, we want to be a very good defensive team. I just think, again, you know, you have to play both sides of the puck, and they do play both sides of the puck very well. And, you know, they just have they really get up the sheet. And offensively, you know, they have obviously shown that they can score goals. They're confident scoring goals. We just have to make sure that we're smart in our structure a little bit. So, well, you know, you want to try to slow them down a bit.
You were held without a power play goal now for three straight games. Anything to worry about?
No, it's no surprise. That time of year, Schultz, you're going to start seeing it more. The second half of the year is not going to be functioning like it was the first half. Teams watch. Now they're seeing they have a sample size of 15, 16 games to watch. Now they're watching you on the second go-around. They know how to defend you. They know your nuances. They take away certain guys, so then you got to make some changes. Well, then you make some of your changes, but those changes aren't quite as successful as what you're doing before, because you were playing to your team's strengths and your player's strengths on that power play. So now when we make some changes, we may not be playing to the five guys on the ice. We're not playing to their strengths.
One final WCHA series and meeting with number one Duluth next week. It's finals week. How's the energy level been?
Pretty good. Pretty good. And again, I don't know what the guys are, you know, what they're thinking and where they're at internally, Schulze. It's not like you ask the guys, not like they're going to tell you, but you just know finals week, the grind of the season, you know where things are at, and you guys got to watch yourself as a coach. You got to definitely have shorter practices. You have to watch what you do. You have to let those guys take care of business, and their business is just more than hockey sometimes. And you know, and that's the thing I don't think people realize on a night in, night out basis. You know, these guys aren't going to be performing to their ability. No athlete can. But we expect that as coaches and fans sometimes. But it's just not physically possible.
How's Dylan Eichstedt's rehab going?
It's going pretty good. Again, it's still pretty early in the process, Schulze. I think in a perfect world, we'd love to have him back for Ferris State. January 19th, 20th. But again, it's just too early to tell right now. I think he's going to go back in next week. So, you know, he's working hard on his rehab. He's in the training room every day. He's working hard at it. Billy's working hard with him. So, you know, now you just got to let it, play out.
What is the process, for a college athlete and a team, when they need surgery?
Well, first off, you know, you have to see what the problem is, and whether that's done by X-ray, MRI, whatever it is, and you got to go in. And then, obviously, again, you have your orthopedic surgeons, you've got your doctors, you've got your team doctor, whatever it might be. They just have to, you know, develop a plan, and here's what we're going to do, and pretty simple, you know. And then, obviously, now you're dealing with a timeline after that.
You never like seeing Doc Carlson in the building, do you?
No. I like seeing Doc Carlson drink coffee and ask me just questions about the game versus asking me questions about our players.
Best of luck tonight, Tom.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.